This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, it took Elliot 42 minutes to get to me.
To break you?
To break me.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah, you were doing pretty good over
there. Yeah, it's just like, you know what? He kept pushing. I was like, fifth is...
Well, number two got you. That's
yeah.
He's actually, number two. He actually is.
He's actually as good a thrower.
Why is he number one?
Oh, yeah.
He should just be number one at this point. That's all that matters.
Well, he's trying to show respect to Pat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's been average the last 2 years.
I know.
He has.
Yeah, I'd take Allen and Burrow over Mahomes.
Right now?
Yeah. Come on, man.
I don't even think that's...
Yeah, it's not crazy.
I think that's a legitimate...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, it is... He's in a... Before we get to high hopes, Jackie, baseball, I think... Mahomes is in a weird position this year where before the Super Bowl, there were arguments that he could be greatest of all time.
Yep.
And coming into this year,
he
was greatest of all time.
The hell?
And then depending on how he plays this year, we could get him dropped down considerably, I think, on these lists.
Yeah.
I really do.
I agree.
You know, he's only 29, but he's looking kind of fat. You know, the numbers aren't great anymore. Maybe he's washed.
Well, he's got to mix in like a 40 touchdown season here soon.
He has to.
Obviously, some of that is talent around him wise, but also, come on, Pat.
Well, hold on.
I know.
He's never getting that excuse.
No.
After Brady, like what Brady went through his career. Like, yeah, you don't get that excuse.
Yeah. Phil's back on WIP tonight, 6:45 first pitch against the Braves. Talk about a little Phil's here with our guy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So like Spike mentioned, Braves in town. They got Ronald Acuna back on Friday. First pitch he saw, he did 450 feet.
Dude, he crushed that.
And he had it off of Nick Pivetta, who, by the way, pitched six innings of one-run ball against that Braves team.
Oh,
so, never a doubt. So, Acuna's back at two home runs over the weekend, but they did lose 2-3. So, it's just been a weird Braves year again. They're two games under 500. They're 8.5 back of the Phils, which is crazy. So, this is a chance to bury that team. Not, you know, it's hard to bury a team this early in the season, but for all intents and purposes, they could really, really step on a throat here.
Well, I'm glad it's here.
Yes, I'm glad it's here as well.
I'm glad it's here.
I feel like around the same time last year, we had a conversation about burying the Braves.
Yes.
And then it was the Mets.
Gillio talking about the season was over with in May.
Yeah. And then, but then it was the Mets that we ended up having to worry about.
Yep.
So, yep.
Yeah, Strider's on the mound tonight, so he's back from a little IL stint. He made two starts this year but didn't go great. We know Strider's history here. There's some good quality juice for this one.
Right? I think so, yeah.
So looking forward to this. Now, let's play a good game of is Jack being a loser, okay?
All right, answer's yes.
It's always yes. But they still have the best record in baseball. And I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want it. It sends a cold shiver down my spine.
You don't want the best record in baseball.
I don't want the best record in baseball. I'll settle for third, fourth, NL East. I'll take. But this whole now we're back to the best record in baseball thing, it immediately puts me right back into last year, and I don't like last year.
You got to grow up.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to grow up. Yeah.
Nope.
They were 15-13. At this point, them having the best record in baseball is good. Don't worry. Things will work itself out. They just had a long stretch against bad teams. They'll lose some games coming up. Having the best record in baseball is good.
It's fine.
It's good.
I just want them at least like third or fourth.
No.
Third or fourth.
You're too worried about pressure on you.
Yeah.
This is all us. You don't care about them. Yeah. And the other thing is, it doesn't feel like they got to the best record in baseball without some like wacky, huge, hot start or anything. Like, they just feel like they've baseballed their way into a good record.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, and this is not, or it's not intended to be a slight towards the Phillies. I don't feel like they're the best team in baseball.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't care what their record is.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't
yeah.
mean that as a negative. I just
like power ranking wise, if you go around the league, they're still like fifth.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's the record. I'm not giving back the wins. Everybody's gonna get a chance to play Oakland and Colorado and all those teams. I'm just encouraged that it looks like the team is starting to get its footing going. And we look up in August and September and they're playing well. That's when I'm gonna be excited. So to your point, I guess I'm not paying attention to them being the best team in baseball right now from a record standpoint. He's saying he doesn't want the spotlight on them as the best team in baseball.
Keep it off.
So right. The difference is last year, I felt like the team saw that they had the best record in baseball. So when they started slipping, they looked at the standings and they were like, mm-hmm. everything's all right.
Yep.
I think they acted in a similar way to fans last year. They were like, look, this yeah. is just baseball. I don't think we're getting that this year because they're not out. If they lose three in a row, they could have the fifth best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They're not games and games ahead of everybody. Yeah. So I'm not too worried about it at this point.
And I mean, Bryce hasn't hit his Bryce stride yet. So I feel like when, you know, he's not playing at his best, he's not going to let up. So
no,
he's not relaxed. Like he doesn't, I mean, he's still grinding and working.
Oh, that's what he does. That's what he does. that's what he does. Now, how many innings do you guys see of the 10 o'clock starts over the weekend? You make it a little bit?
Well, I saw a lot, nice. Actually. I saw
how many innings? That's 27 innings?
Well, I had 11 on Saturday night.
So
that's 29 innings.
Yeah. So Friday night I saw
the
whole.
It took me a while to count those up.
Yeah, we got there.
Well, and Sunday was just a 4 o'clock.
Sunday's a 4 o'clock star, so we're all right.
So
there.
Friday night I saw the whole game.
Yeah.
Saturday night I fell asleep after the top of the ninth. That was 6-6.
And did you fall asleep before the Kepler home run or after the Kepler home run?
I fell asleep after. It was 6-6. That's after the Kepler
home run. Yeah, that's when I fell asleep too.
Yeah. I was like, when they went in the bottom of the ninth, 6-6, I was like, they're losing this game. And I was fading anyway. It was too late.
I didn't see one inning.
Games. There you go.
It was not a bad week. Although Saturday might have been game of the year.
Pretty exciting game.
Yeah. Going back and watching that. Now,
I did see Reds-Cubs this weekend.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Perfect. What was your big takeaway from Reds-Cubs this weekend there, Ike?
I'm just saying. I saw Reds-Cubs this weekend,
Yeah.
I didn't have a takeaway.
No. To address the elephant in the room, yes, I fell asleep on Saturday night after it became 6-6. And the back of my eyelid saw the game of the year, which
there
is very very disappointing.
Yeah. So what happened Saturday night?
Well, I
Marsh threw the guy out of the plate.
On an outrageous throw, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And it's one knock when I saw Marsh throw that ball. And I thought back to the last two times I've seen Rojas throw that. Mm-hmm. Rojas is a good fielder. Does not have an arm.
Very weak arm.
Very weak arm, you know? And seeing Marsh out there, that you got a cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, Friday night, Rojas makes that catch, but Marsh doesn't catch.
Wow. And that, so was that a good catch or not?
The expected batting average on it was over 800. That's my only point. I think he did make it harder than it had to be.
He misplayed it a little bit. Yeah.
Wasn't routine.
Okay.
It's like, who's the one center fielder we used to have out there that did? He used to misplay. He made every catch seem like it was a top 10 catch.
Well, if you're talking about Ben Revere,
I think it was Ben Revere, right?
Ben Revere had the biggest noodle of of an arm I think I've seen in my entire life.
Not a big arm on Ben Revere.
No, he was not. So what else do we have here? Oh, Bohm sitting fifth tonight.
Might have been O'Dubel who was out there.
Well, O'Dubel, for sure. They had no idea how to track a baseball. He almost cost Hamels his no-hitter.
I remember that.
It was nauseating.
Live.
So Bohm is now up to fifth. So the lineup came out.
He's
behind Schwarber, of course, but he's hitting ahead of Casty, Kepler, and Real Muto. The stones, I appreciate it, of Rob Thompson to put JT that low, I appreciate it.
Well, he hardly ever feels like a threat.
Yeah.
Real Muto at this point. Yeah, and Casty's had an all right year. I don't think he's been great.
It's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like super impactful. He hasn't been a black hole, I guess, in that
spot. Bomber back up in the five hole, huh?
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Ike?
I feel good. I feel good.
You know what I realized?
Yeah.
I don't care.
There it is.
I'm going to find this just, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you're just a hater of a guy. And
Been there, brother.
I don't like watching the guy, and he could hit 600, and I'm going to find something wrong with it. Here's how I knew that there was something wrong. Yeah. So he hits the home run in Sacramento. And I send Jack a text right away. I'm like, three of his four home runs are in joke stadiums. And that's when I realized, I'm just going to I'm going to figure out a way for everything he does to be wrong. And I'm just admitting it. I'm getting it out there. You can throw it back in my face. Well, when I say something wrong about you, you could be like, you're just a hater. Yes, absolutely. Just a hater.
Yeah, listen, it's okay to admit it. Sometimes you just got to put it out there. Yep. It is what it is.
I feel like I need to clear up the Chicago-Cincinnati thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes,
thank
I was at home this weekend.
In Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati,
there,
yes.
Yeah. You're not just on the MLB extra innings.
I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, maybe nobody else knows that I went home this weekend.
You could feel the Twitter being
like,
open.
Hey, you work here.
Yeah. I love it.
Ike just on the MLB app watching random MLB games.
Yeah. Yes. So there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Way to clear it up. So I've been thinking a lot more about the Rhys Hoskins reunion that we threw out last week.
Yeah. It's the same this weekend.
Yeah. He'll be in town. Looking forward to it. I got two things on it. One, I just want to paint the picture of the first game, if they did trade for him, the CBP pop for his first ever at bat.
Well, he gets standing ovations even when he's not on the field, as we found out.
It's just, can't you see a whole crowd just weeping?
Like
get a little teary-eyed as Rhys walks. And then maybe they play the bat spike clip, and 45,000 go nuts for his first game back after they trade for him. That's what I want. They're not losing the World Series if they trade for Rhys. The pop will be popped.
If you had a choice, Rhys or a bullpen arm?
How about this? You're going to hate it. They're going to get both.
No.
Yep.
No. That's not what I asked you. I don't want you to be a little podcaster guy. I want you to be radio guy.
All right, so a difference-making bullpen arm. I would take a difference-making bullpen arm.
Over
yes.
Rhys.
Yes.
Okay.
But I would take Rhys and, like, not the best reliever on the market.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you. I was riding in today.
Yeah?
I'm going to throw Scoops Caney a little...
Scoops.
Throw her something here. She convinced me. She reminded me as I was listening to her on with the Midday Show.
Yep.
Do we really want Rhys Hoskins playing first base?
Well, if you want to go by analytics, he's been better defensively than Harper this year at first.
Defense analytics.
There's no way I'm buying that.
Yeah. I agree.
There's no way I'm buying that. Yeah, do I want Rhys over there at first base?
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the difference, because essentially what you're talking about is the difference between Rhys Hoskins and Max Kepler at the plate. Because you're putting Bryce in the outfield. That's basically the difference we're talking about.
Which I'm not even sure I want that either.
Or you're talking about moving Kepler to center.
No, or you could put Schwarber back in left.
We definitely don't want that to happen.
With Harper at first and Hoskins as the DH.
No.
They want a pennant with Hoskins at first base and Schwarber in left field, by the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And
Bryce is DH.
Whatever is allowing Schwarber to perform at this level.
Yeah, I don't want him in left field.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think we got to move on.
Mm-mm. I don't want to. Now,
I think we got to move on.
Now,
you're taking away a gold glove first baseman.
Well, he's still going to be there. No, he's not going to be there. I get it. I understand it. I also don't think he's like disaster. I think he's gotten a little bit better at first base. Oh, Hosky. I know.
I'm with Scoops.
All right. Well, here's the other thing.
He said no. I'm out.
Well, Jack's thinking about podcast downloads right now.
Dude, I'm just thinking about that first at bat, frankly.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want. But then the other thing on Rhys, and then we'll move on. And I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to put it into the universe, but it has to be brought up for the honesty of the conversation. It's also decent Schwarber insurance if he happens to walk. Like, he could be the DH if they can't re-sign Schwarber. He has a mutual...
Oh, you mean walk.
Yeah. Like, I mean, unfortunately, there might be a world where Schwarber's not a Philly, which I don't want, obviously. But, like, if it happened to happen,
sure,
you have Rhys Hoskins in the fold.
Dude, there is no way in hell they are letting Kyle Schwarber leave here.
I don't think so.
There's no way that's happening.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
Guy's going to hit 50 freaking home runs this year.
I think privately they're like...
He's going to hit 40-plus home runs this year, man.
I think privately they're like, look, if we sign... I just don't think they're getting a discount by signing him now, which is why I don't think they're signing him.
I still agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
And I don't believe the Giglio thing. Somebody's going to offer him 6 years or something. He's a 32-year-old DH. They're not offering him... Nobody's offering him some giant contract him off.
You can put him in left field to slow down the production a little bit and get the price.
That's what you got to do. Now, that's chess.
Boy, that's some twisted thinking
that
right there.
That's chess. Everybody else is thinking checkers. That's chess.
That's chess right there. Yeah. My goodness.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is just outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar tier? 53.8% say yes.
I'm a little surprised at that.
This is different. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus probably feels differently. You're
sure
on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Well, hey, welcome back, boys. Nice holiday weekend. You know, some people, you know, I had some Green Bay fillets in my house. Some people had, you know, some veggie kebabs and all that. I'm glad y'all had a good weekend.
There you go. Yep.
I rode through Columbus. I thought about you, Corey.
Oh, did you? You should have came through. We had some Green Bay fillets. We had some ram chops, all that. You know, all that.
Ram chops.
We had all that. So if you wanted some, you know, I would have took care of you. You just had to let me know. But, man, look, we ain't getting rid of no Kyle Schwarber. I don't know what Jack trying to make some podcasts. People to listen, tune in. I don't know. We retrying Aaron Nola. We better not let Kyle
listen,
Schwarber.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Everyone take a deep breath. I want Schwarber back.
He's
just
not
saying.
Coming anywhere.
I don't think so either.
Don't even be putting it out there in the admin.
I know. No, it's my bad.
Yeah, it is your bad. All right, let's get on the topic at hand. Look, so this is my thing about the whole quarterback situation. I personally feel like y'all disrespecting Patrick Mahomes. And I get it. He had a down year last year. But it's like with everybody arguing about elite, he got all them things. Winning. MVP.
We're disrespecting Patrick? How did we disrespect Patrick Mahomes?
Because y'all said Josh Allen and Burrow, y'all wouldn't argue. But no, they not. Don't do that.
From a talent standpoint, they are just as good as he is.
What we arguing about, like, we people arguing Jalen Hurts winning, people Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, what they do from the passing and the popped off, Lamar Jackson has the MVPs, that dude got all that and won. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Them other dudes is like, we take one from what they got. He got all that. So he in a tier by himself. I'm not going to get mad if somebody say they feel like Josh Allen or Joe Burrow is better than Jalen Hurts. I don't feel that way. But, I mean, like, if you look at that, like Spike say when he watched him play, like, he sits up there and be like, oh, I see this, what they do better. See, when I grew up, I was always taught you play to win the game. That's what Herm Edwards said, former Eagle great. You know what I'm saying? So you play to win the game, and that's what Hurts do. And I get it. He don't put up the flashy numbers and all that. Like, y'all might not like this comparison, but, like, Hurts kind of remind me a little bit of, like, in the NBA, a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Like, Kawhi Leonard, a lot of people don't – when you look at what he do and the way
what
he play, like –
What are you talking about? Kawhi Leonard, when they won a championship, looked like Michael Jordan for real, Michael Jordan.
But,
like,
but what I'm saying,
scored, like, 35 points a game.
Can I finish my point?
Well, I guess.
Kawhi Leonard, for his career, averaged 19 points a game. So, when you look at somebody that averaged 19 points a game, 5 assists, 5, and you say, oh, that guy better than Joel Embiid, what you going to say?
Yeah, but you're saying his career. What has Kawhi Leonard averaged in the last 6 years of his career, 7 years?
He averaged 21 points last year.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, what Jalen Hurts does, Jalen Hurts is a two-time Pro Bowler. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, and he has a championship. He don't got no MVPs. He got a second team all pro. When you look at Kawhi Leonard's resume, it's the same thing. He got championships. He don't got no MVPs.
Like, dude, you know what I'm saying? 25.5 points a game, 26.6, 27.1, 24.8, 23.8, 23.7.
What did Kawhi Leonard average for his career?
Yeah, but you're taking the half of his career where he was a complimentary piece.
When you know, and that's what y'all do. That's what you do with Jalen.
Yes, but nobody. Okay, this is perfect. Actually, we're in a perfect spot. Nope. When Kawhi Leonard won Finals MVP the first time, when he was on the team with Tim Duncan, there was nobody who thought he was the best player in the league. You want to know why? Because he wasn't.
Okay.
Because he wasn't.
But see, you're trying to put an argument on me that you thought I was going to say. I literally just said that people have Joe Burrow
okay.
and Josh Allen ahead of Hurts. I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
I don't feel that way, but if that's how you feel, I mean, what they do on the paper, you can't argue with the stats they put up. I just said I value winning over what those guys do.
They're not like diametrically opposed. Like, those guys win as well. They haven't won a Super Bowl, but
no.
like, But, like, Josh Allen has won tons and tons of games and has played well in the playoffs and all of those things.
I get all that. But what I'm saying is when you're in the NFL, you got to beat one guy, and those dudes don't do it. Joe Burrow beat him one time. I'll give him that. But Jalen Hurts, like the guy earlier they brought out, oh, what is Jalen Hurts? I'm not picking Jalen Hurts in a shootout. And when you look at what Jalen Hurts did in dozen shootouts versus these quarterbacks, like his numbers is there. Like, so what I'm saying is, like, I get it. Consistently, he's not putting up the 4,200-yard seasons, the 45 touchdowns and all that. I get all that. So if you want to put a guy like Allen, Burrow, all them ahead of him, that's cool. But when I want to sit up here and say, when I feel like I need a guy to win me a football game, I'm taking Hurts over him because I've seen him do it against a guy that those guys can't win against. And we sit up here and we look at, like, I mean, I'm not going to get up here and get to the ones and twos. All I know is what they say. You say Jalen Hurts a bad leader and all that. All I know is I know a guy in the league that a receiver left his team because he said that he ain't like playing with him. So we bring up A.J. Brown. All I know is I know a guy that left a team.
Are you talking about Stephon Diggs?
Well, but they traded Stephon Diggs.
All I know is I know a guy that left a team because he ain't like playing with the quarterback.
Hold up. No, they traded Stephon Diggs because they chose Josh Allen. Like, if you want to get into lie detector mode and put A.J. Brown on it and ask him if he ever wanted to be traded to a different team or have a different quarterback, he probably failed that lie detector. Now, it's worked out for him.
I don't know about hypotheticals. I know is about what happened.
All right.
All I know is about what happened.
Okay. All right.
And that guy
got traded
away. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's all. Like I said, if that's your guys and you think better Jalen Hurts at five, I'm not going to get mad. I personally just feel like he's two because of based off his resume. But I'm not going to argue with you and scream, see, you thought you had me today. I came in with a different angle, boy.
No, I like it. It was a good angle.
Nah, see, because you tried to put something on me. You ain't.
I didn't try to put anything on you. You just compared him to Kawhi Leonard. It's psychotic.
But no, it's not psychotic. I mean, look at what I'm saying. Look at the numbers. Like, what I'm saying is Kawhi Leonard was great this year. If you look at Jalen Hurts last 5 years, you love to bring up last season. But in 2023, they might have finished trash, but he was balling. Go look at the number. The Josh Allen game was in 23. When he beat the Chiefs was in 23. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I get it. The Dolphins game, that's 23.
Wait a minute. The Chiefs game. You want to look up Jalen's numbers in the Chiefs game in 23?
When the game was on the line, they both was garbage.
Okay.
You want to pinpoint games? Look at
you brought
game.
It up.
No,
you brought up the game.
I'm just saying, like, he wasn't garbage in 20. We love to pinpoint parts of the season. Like, we look at the end. We look at before the bye. That's cool. But look at the career and whole. Like,
okay.
He was balling in 2023. He was the MVP favorite after that Bills game. Now, it fell apart. I give you that. But that was, like, week 15 or week 13 or something when that happened.
All right. What is your, for next question, what's the best concert you ever saw?
Oh, so the best concert I ever saw, I would have to go with, this was before he went off the deep end, he was crazy. But when Kanye West had the Pablo tour, that was fire.
Yeah, he had a moment. I mean, Kanye had a thank you for the call, Corey.
Never seen Kanye.
I did not see Kanye. He had a solid, 8 years where people like Elliot would have jumped off a building to go see Kanye.
Kanye love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Secret genius.
Yeah. I wonder if he deleted all those tweets.
The Kanye love.
Yeah. There's a lot of Kanye. He has gone.
You know what my best rap concert probably was? Nobody's probably going to name this one, though. Remember the Up in Smoke concert?
Yeah, with Busta Rhymes. And...
No. Up in Smoke. Dr. Dre.
Oh.
Snoop.
What was the Busta Rhymes tour called? That
Eminem.
Oh, no, I never
Eminem,
saw that.
Yeah, it's the only time I've ever seen Eminem in concert.
It was
in Detroit too. This was Detroit. Yeah, at the old palace, Auburn Hills, at the palace. Man, that was a pretty good concert to go to.
The best. No, it's not going to sound good now. But the best rap concert I ever saw was the Puff Daddy and the Family World Tour in 2000.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one.
It was Jay Z.
Say the Jay Z concert.
Well, It was the Puff Daddy and the Family. Look. I didn't go to the party afterwards. I wasn't backstage. I'm just saying the concert was good. What do you want out of me? Good. Even the Bad Boy reunion show was awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
It's tough right now. It is what it is.
You know, you don't endorse everything. You know? In fact, most of the things I do not endorse.
Way to put that out there.
Yep. I just want to be clear. We played a little of Podcast Pete earlier. We have another clip from the small forward who won't stop talking.
I got something I got to let you see.
What?
Eventually.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if this is good. No, I'm sure it's bad. I'm just saying I don't know how bad it is.
All right. We'll get to that, too.
Nice.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.